Children. Chief Justice Martha Coombe has on Friday inaugurated the National Children's Service Month at the Kirigiti Rehabilitation School in Kiambu County. The month-long initiative is dedicated to advancing the rights and welfare of children across Kenya, particularly those in rehabilitation centers and care facilities. Speaking during the launch, Chief Justice Coombe expressed the judiciary's commitment to building a child-centered justice system and called for greater collaboration among stakeholders to protect the rights and well-being of children. The presence of each one of you here signifies a shared vision and mission to build a child-centered justice system that not only safeguards but transforms young lives, said Coombe. Reflecting on this year's theme, Enhancing Child Justice Through Preliminary Inquiry and Diversion, Promoting Rehabilitation, Reintegration, and Dignity for Children in Conflict with the Law, Coombe urged partners to approach children not as offenders but as young individuals needing guidance and understanding. The theme, she noted, underscores Kenya's commitment to creating a juvenile justice system that focuses on empathy, rehabilitation, and the reintegration of young people. This year's theme encourages us to embrace solutions that focus on the unique needs of every child, not as offenders, but as young people in need of understanding, compassion, and guidance, she said. Principal Secretary for State Department of Labor and Social Protection, Joseph Motari, highlighted the critical need for investment in children. In a speech read by Secretary, Directorate of Children's Services, DCS, Shem Nayakutu, the PS noted that in the judiciary budgeting report for children in the justice system in Kenya, the total additional funding allocated to DCS is ₦11.1 billion, but in order to adequately service children in the justice system, an additional ₦5.3 billion is needed. In the first year, in addition to the existing allocation of ₦11.1 billion, an additional ₦5.3 billion is required, and financing is still a big challenge, Motari said, and urged stakeholders to seek alternative ways of investing in children's well-being. There are other forms of investment that actors in this space can do or utilize to improve the lives of our children, he said. Dr. Florence Mueni, a counselor with the Department of Children's Services, announced that counseling would be available for children and their families throughout the month November. We are mobilizing counselors and psychologists across the country to be able to provide this critical service, such as assessments and assisting the courts in providing psychological support, Mueni said. Mueni further added that so far 193 counselors have signed up to support the courts across the country in giving counseling to children and their families. The National Children's Service Month, observed each November, was established to promote awareness and action around child welfare issues, particularly for vulnerable children and those in conflict with the law. It brings together government bodies, child welfare organizations, and communities to address challenges facing children and advocates for policies and programs that support their rehabilitation and integration. The month includes nationwide activities focused on child rights, justice reforms, and community support. The Kirigiti Rehabilitation School, which hosted the launch, has long served as a pillar for youth reform in Kiambu County, providing programs that promote skill development and social reintegration.